This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The Wausau Ethics Board on Wednesday announced their decision in the complaint against Mayor Doug Dinney. Board Chair Calvin Dexter read their decision.
The Ethics Board determines, upon clear and convincing evidence presented in this matter, that Mayor Doug Dinney violated Section 2.03.030, paragraph J of the City of Wausau Municipal Code.
The board voted unanimously to approve the decision. The decision comes after a nearly seven-hour hearing last week, where the board heard testimony from several witnesses regarding Dinney's removal of the ballot box. During the hearing, Dinney's attorney Eric Erlinson argued that the removal of the box was out of concern for safety. Dinney testified that his concerns weren't taken seriously by the city clerk. He said prior to his removal of the box, he had asked the clerk to bring the issue of the box to the city council. He said that request wasn't fulfilled, and when the city clerk notified him she would be sending ballots out with instructions to use the ballot box, it took him by surprise.
I was stunned. I was like gut punched. I was just disappointed because I have had a lot of respect for the clerk. She has a very, at times, demanding job. She's fairly well organized, generally, and we did meet regularly on other issues like open records. So I felt, you know, this is a trusted employee. It really felt like insubordination in the moment.
Dinney later said he took the box to send a message to the city clerk about insubordination.
I certainly can be criticized for my methods, but I can't be criticized for my values and what I'm trying to do.
The board did not recommend to the city council to censure, issue fines, suspend, or remove the mayor from office. How did Wisconsin end fiscal year 2025? Joanne Krulatz has the answer.
The Evers administration has announced the state ended fiscal year 2025 with a positive ending balance of $4.6 billion in the general fund, the state's main checking account exceeding previous estimates by over $265 million. Additionally, the state's rainy day fund, also known as the Budget Stabilization Fund, increased to approximately $2 billion. This is the largest balance in the rainy day fund in state history, which has grown by over $1.6 billion under Governor Evers' leadership, more than six times what it was at the end of fiscal year 2018. According to the Department of Administration, notably, the six largest ending general fund balances in state history have all occurred in the six full fiscal years that Governor Evers has been in office. The new annual fiscal report released by DOA, which covers fiscal year 2025 that ended on June 30th, is available on DOA's website.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is inviting residents to participate in Drug Take Back Day this month. The event is held twice each year, giving Wisconsinites a chance to dispose of unwanted or unneeded medications at collection sites across the state. Department of Health Services officials say the spring collection this year took in nearly 57,000 pounds of unwanted medications. The Fall Drug Take Back Day will be held on October 25th. Wausau residents can drop off capsules, creams, inhalers, non-aerosol sprays, ointments, patches, pills, and vials to the Wausau Police Department. For more information, visit the Wisconsin DHS website. Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney has threatened to veto the city budget if his suggestions aren't met. In a statement, Dinney said the city council needs to, quote, face reality and that the city has a spending problem, not a revenue problem. Dinney told the Wausau Finance Committee on Tuesday his goal is to avoid increasing the levy by more than about $912,000. City Council President Lisa Rasmussen told the Wausau Pilot and Review that if the budget is not passed as scheduled, it could delay mailing tax bills to residents and create uncertainty for those wanting to pay their property taxes before the year ends. A public hearing on the city's 2026 budget is set for October 28th. And the budget is scheduled to be signed on November 11th. Weston Elementary School is hosting their Stock the School Drive. The school is looking to restock their supply of clothing items and their snack depot. They're accepting new and gently used clothing items in sizes 4T through 10, and a variety of nut-free snacks, including goldfish, fruit snacks, pretzels, plain Cheerios, unsweetened applesauce, and popcorn. Donations can be dropped off by October 31st at Weston Elementary School and the Weston Municipal Center. The Marshfield Medical Center has opened a new resource for women's health. Last week marked the grand opening of a new Women's Health and Imaging Center, which will provide services including screening mammography, diagnostic mammography, breast ultrasound, breast biopsy, MRI, and bone density screening. The new center combines the practices of oncology, radiation therapy, and surgical services. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Brewers fall again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers lost again to the Dodgers, 3-1. They tried to rally in the ninth, but came up empty and struggled to see the ball while at bat due to some shadows at Dodger Stadium, according to the manager, Pat Murphy.
We had a man on second, nobody out at the end, and our hottest hitter up, and he couldn't get him over. So those types of things happen. Your offense isn't going to click. We did some good things, but didn't get the big hit, had a bunch of strikeouts when it was very difficult to see.
With a win tonight in Game 4, the Dodgers would be the first team in 16 years to return to the World Series back-to-back, manager Dave Roberts.
I think the thing about our guys is they're battle-tested, and they know that I've never lost faith in them.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number one ranked team in the nation, kick off 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Buckeyes are 26-point favorites. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.